Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you the best of business every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's episode is a must-read episode. In our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that I absolutely loved that has influenced me greatly as an entrepreneur, and share with you why you should read it too. And today's must-read is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F-U-C-K. This book is written by Mark Manson, and it's a very, very interesting read. First of all, you can probably tell by the title that this book is filled with colorful language. So if your eyes or ears are very sensitive to colorful language, know that coming in. And those of you who are listening to this show today and are not a big fan of that kind of language, I'm going to refer to this book as The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. Now, even if you are that kind of person that is sensitive to this kind of language, I would encourage you to look past that because there are so many gems in this book. I would classify this book under brutal self-development. And there's so many lessons in this book that you can apply to yourself as an entrepreneur and in your business, and I can't wait to share them with you in today's must-read. This book really takes a close look at what your value system is. It asks you some really important questions because if you value everything, if you care about everything, then you don't really care about anything significantly. Plus, it's super exhausting to pay attention and care about every single thing in your life, everything that comes across you. So as I'll show you in today's episode, you gotta be very, very specific about what you value. And don't worry about everything else. Can't wait to get into this one, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. Building your email list with SumoMe is so, so simple. All the great apps install within minutes, and you kind of just set it and forget it. We've been using SumoMe for the past years, and it helped us build our email list tremendously. Get SumoMe for free by going to 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. Today's must read, this book really focuses on how to find something that's really meaningful in your life, something that's important, because that's the most productive thing that you can do in your life. To find something that's really meaningful and focus on that. What do you really value? You can't value everything equally. You're going to spread yourself too thin. In a lot of ways, this book reminds me of a great must-read we shared before by Greg McEwen, Essentialism. Now, if essentialism is all about how to essentialize what you do, how you spend your time, how to cut away at the things that you put on your plate and just focus on certain things to do, then this book is all about what you value, what you really care about. What essential emotions do you have? You see, often we are fatigued and stressed out because we care too much about everything instead of just caring about the essential things that mean something to us. This book is probably the most unconventional self-help book I've ever read. The first chapter really lays it out and tells you why you can't give an F about everything. And he uses the F word quite a lot in that first chapter. And not so much after that, really. Now, I picked up this book in audio format via Audible, and I thought it was a really good listen, really good narrator. And I often listen to ebooks while I'm at the gym, but I had to stop my workout a whole bunch of times to jot down some notes, some questions I need to answer, some questions I need to ask myself and answer. And he sets up this book asking some really important questions. And one of them I want to share with you is, what do you really value in life? What is it? Do you value freedom? Do you value significance? Do you value intimacy, love? What are the things you really care about? What's on the top of that list? What's on the bottom of that list? You'll soon realize the things that you think you value or want are really not the things you actually need or want or are striving for. Or you might find your value system's all messed up. It gives the example of a lot of us have this goal of buying a really nice house or a fancy car, thinking that's what's going to make us happy, thinking that goal, accomplishing that goal, is really what life is all about. But what happens when you do achieve that goal? What then? Does your life have any meaning then? Well, it'll probably feel that way because you set up your value system that way. You've set up your mind where you said, I'm not going to be successful until I have these things. You can now see why this is so important, why I'm recommending this on the $100 MBA show. You can't set up your business goals on material things. I'm not saying you can't have financial goals. You have to have financial goals because finance is a part of business. You got to make sure that you're paying your bills, make sure you're paying your employees, making a profit. That's what business is all about. And it's good to have these milestones. But you're not going to set up your happiness or your significance or your quote-unquote definition of success based on your income because that's a moving target constantly. A really more insightful goal is something that you can work towards all your life. Mastering a skill, mastering something that you're adding to the world. The business is something that you're building, and it can innovate, and it can change, and it can grow. But it's the output you're really looking for here. It's not really, you know, the byproducts of it, whether it's money, fame, or recognition. Another thing that Mark really emphasizes in this book is limiting the things you really care about. Limiting the things that you really give an F about, right? You can't care about every single thing. You can't care about what everybody's opinion of you is. You're going to be serving too many masters. Focus on a set of values that really mean something to you, and only that. And don't worry about anything else. For example, one of my values, one of my goals that we've set up with Webinar Ninja is to be the most helpful and valuable platform for webinars. Showing people how to do webinars properly, giving them the tools to do it, and doing it without looking scammy, without looking like a cheap salesman. There's so much of that out there on the internet. That's really my goal. I want to be profitable doing it that way. That's my value system. So I really shouldn't care if somebody else says, hey, this company here has more customers or this company here is making more money. That's fine for them, but I can't have my value system scattered. You can reverse it. Your value system might be, hey, I want to be the most profitable business out there in my marketplace. But then you're going to be like, well, those people have really good content and a great blog. You can't scatter your values. Find your values, stick to them. Now, if you happen to be the most successful with your values because you have that long-term view, that's great. And I really believe that you can do that. But don't hate yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't care so much about what everybody thinks because you're playing with a different set of rules, a different set of values. Another thing this book really touches on that I really love is emphasizing that it's important to have negative experiences. I know that sounds crazy, but you have to have pain. You have to have challenges in life. Most of us, we do everything we can to avoid pain, to avoid any kind of negative feelings, any kind of awkwardness. Mark argues that you have to have negative experiences. You have to feel pain. And in fact, you can't just ignore the pain. You actually have to feel it. If you're going through a tough time, feel that tough time. Recognize the fact that this stinks. I'm frustrated. Use that. You have to have that pain to push you forward. The pain is what's going to motivate you not to get back there. Don't ignore the pain. The pain is part of growth. And I love this point. This reminds me of a must-read that I recently covered, Total Recall, Arnold Schwarzenegger's autobiography. And he talks about how he used pain throughout his life to achieve his goals. He didn't have the best childhood. He didn't have the best upbringing or the best means. I mean, they didn't have a refrigerator for crying out loud growing up. But he said he used that to his advantage. He stored that. When people said he couldn't do something, it's impossible, he used it as fuel. He felt the pain. Allow yourself to feel the pain, to experience the pain, so you can use it. But if you have a failure, or if something happens that's not so great in your life, and you kind of just ignore it, and you just kind of say, whatever, just move on, let's forget about it, you're not really getting the benefit of that failure. You have to take the time to really feel it, to really analyze it, learn from it, and use it as fuel. In Egyptian culture, there's a proverb that says that there's not many people that have never experienced being burned. At some time in our life, we burn ourselves. Somehow, we touch something hot, we touch fire, something like that, where we learn through pain that that's something we shouldn't do. Now, the point of the proverb is That's part of human nature. We have to feel pain. It's kind of a defense mechanism. It's kind of a protection. If I touched a hot stove and my skin started to, you know, peel or melt because of the burn, but I never actually felt the burn, like I never felt the pain, I'll probably do it over and over again and mess up my fingers because there was no trigger to say, ow, that's not good. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to experience this again. So recognize the pain. Don't ignore it. Now, he also clarifies that not giving an F doesn't mean to be indifferent. In fact, it means the opposite. That means you do give an F, you do care about things, but only specific things. Everything else, you're not going to let it bother you. And whether you realize it or not, you are caring about something at all times. You make a choice whether you care or not about something. You might be late for work getting dressed, and you quickly put on your clothes and rush out the door because you don't want to be late. Or you are late because you care more about the way you look and the way people perceive you. You see, you're always making these choices, whether you recognize it or not. There is so much more this book covers, so much more, and yet it's a quick read, and yet it was very enjoyable. I really recommend you check out this book. There's one more takeaway I want to share with you in today's must read, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, SumoMe. SumoMe is the best way to build your email list on your website. It installs on any website practically, and it gives you an elegant way to ask your visitors for their name and email address. That way they can be added to your email list and you can build a relationship with them and build trust. The pillar of a great business. Once you set it up, you can just kind of set it and forget it. You can check your stats once in a while and change up your pop-ups if you want. SumoMe is actually a suite of apps, not just one app, to improve the efficiency of your website. To get SumoMe for free, just go to 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. Guys, to wrap up today's must read, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson. Here's one last takeaway. He mentions that happiness is found in solving problems, not avoiding them. That's what makes us unique as human beings. We love to solve problems. We love to overcome challenges. This is where we get fulfilled. It's not avoiding problems. When I look back in my own life, my own business, and look at the challenges I've had, oh man, I love that feeling where you just solve a problem, where you think, wow, I found the perfect solution to this issue. It's so satisfying. So don't try to avoid them at all costs. If they do happen, that's great. And by not avoiding them, you're more willing to take a bit of risk, take on a challenge and not really be afraid of failure. Because if a problem does come about, you know that's a great challenge. You know that's what you're living for, to solve it. And the greatest takeaway I got from this book is, you know you will have problems. You know you will have challenges in life. We all do. Choose the problems you want to solve. What challenge do you want to solve? That's really the question you have to answer. Not really what your passion is or what's the fastest way to make all this money. Please, that's not life. Your life is challenges. Life is problems. Which problems do you want to solve? Which ones do you not mind being in the thick of it? Happiness is really wanting the problems you have so you can solve them. Pretty revolutionary, right? Never thought of it. But it's a great, great way to look at things. Take on the challenges you want and you'll find happiness in your life and in your business. Guys, I hope you loved today's must read. I sure loved reading it. Please, I encourage you to pick it up. We'll put a link into today's show notes so where you can find it on Amazon for the lowest price. If you love today's episode, let us know in an iTunes rating and review. We'd love to hear from you. We read every single review, and everybody who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly random draw to win a free ride, a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. We do this every Friday. It's called Free Ride Friday. You too can win. Just leave us an iTunes rating and review. All right, that's it for me today, guys. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. This book is actually really funny and humorous and lighthearted, even though it's dealing with a lot of heavy issues. I got to give it up for Mark Manson. He did a great job with really packaging the theme and the message of this book in a fun and lighthearted way. And again, if you're not into all that colorful language, I would recommend you just kind of see past that because you'll learn so much out of it. You'll get so much out of it. Like I always say, take what you like and leave what you don't. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Take care.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.